She's back.
Yeah, again.
Yes, I know it's Thursday already. You love your theme tune.
I do. I know. We're giggling away. We're both bopping away here.
We're like little children when that comes in every Thursday. Someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. Sorry, Mickey. I've got to turn you down. There we go, like that. Yeah, yeah. So, Michelle, how are you?
Excellent.
How's your week been?
Yeah, it's gone by so fast.
Sure. It really has, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I got a bit worried because you came in with what looks like a brick.
It is
and
a brick.
I thought he was going to throw it at me.
No, it is a brick. It's a cork brick. We're going to use it today in one of our activities, maybe try it out a bit. I'm not going to throw it at you.
Okay.
I'm going to pass it to you, though. But yeah, it's a cork brick. They're nice. They're nice. Do you want to hold it?
All right, got it.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. We got short arms here. There we go. Okay.
Oh, my God, Jen, I'm going to take a picture of that. Hurry up.
It is literally a brick made of cork.
It is a brick. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to put it on our socials. Oh, can you hear it? It's real.
They're really good to put on the head. As remember at the very, very first episode when I came in and I talked about putting something on your head. Did I not bring this in? I'm sure I brought this in. This is that nice, this is the heavyweight of the brick that you can put on your head and just for meditation. I mean, we use it for props for helping
about
us out.
Long, right? A foot long.
I don't know if it's a foot. Is it a foot? Three quarters of a foot?
Yes, foot.
Arm length.
Anyway, sorry, I digress.
We digress once again. That is not our topic today.
No. Oh, is it? Oh, carry on then. Do you want to put this on social media? Go on. I'm busy, Michelle. Carry on.
Oh, right. Sorry, okay. Joe. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry to distract you. Yeah. All right. So last week we talked about it being October is Menopause Awareness Month, Breast Awareness Month, and I said might as well call it MOT for Women Month, because that's pretty much what it is, and all these different awarenesses that we are doing.
Yeah.
So this month as well is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and in fact tomorrow is Wear It Pink Day. So it's more, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
October 20th. Can you believe it?
Wow.
And yesterday was National Menopause Awareness Day.
Yeah,
also my daughter's birthday.
Oh, shout out to your daughter.
Can never forget that day.
Yeah.
But so today I wanted to talk about breast cancer awareness and breast cancer and breast health. And again, men don't shut off the radio, and I'll tell you why. So in the UK, there's about 56,000 new cases of breast cancer every year, and that includes men and women. So breast cancer can occur in men. 82% of the cases in women are aged 50 plus. Mm. Someone's eyes lit up. Sorry. Men.
I'm still in my mid-30s.
Yes, that's it. I'm still 21.
Yeah.
In men, there's 375 new breast cancer cases a year.
Yeah,
that's
surprising.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
Mm. And it's the second most common death of women. But only about 15 to 20% of breast cancer cases are linked to family history. So don't think if you haven't had it in your family that you're off the hook. There's lifestyle. Lifestyle can affect it, age. And also one of the other things they talk about is also women who start having their children in their 30s and later have a higher prevalency of breast cancer as well. And that just happens just to be our societal lifestyle to begin now. So what can you do? Need to check yourself. Check yourself at least monthly. Look for lumps, masses, breast swelling, skin redness, or discoloration, enlarged lymph nodes. So if you ever feel ill, if you don't know what a lymph node is, if you check in your neck underneath the jawline, you'll sometimes feel like it's swollen. You have them underneath the armpits as well. And they are a center for your immune system, basically. And they collect fluid. But if they are swollen in the armpits, definitely make an appointment with your doctor. The other thing that can happen, it's not always breast cancer. Again, don't want to alarm people, but linking it to menopause and perimenopause. Within our perimenopause, we also have an increase in breast cystitis. So you can get just cysts growing in the breast that, again, are just linked to your cycle. And that's on the increase when you're in your perimenopause. So those people who do get breast cancer, unfortunately, and I'm sure we all know someone, I know someone, and it's funny because chemo brain is a thing, and this is where I'm going to link everything together. Everyone's going, right, where are you going with this, Michelle? So chemo brain is a thing, and it's funny, this friend of mine when she had her breast cancer treatment, got to wear one of those cooling caps.
Yeah, so
it's not just for hair, but it's also to help with the swelling. And but chemo brain is a thing. And if you talk to anyone who's been through breast cancer treatment or any cancer treatment, they do talk about how it affects their memory, anxiety, ability to think, their ability to remember. And it does affect their emotions quite a bit as well. So there is... cancer out there for breast cancer survivors or cancer survivors. And I know there is one locally. It's a Helen Rawlinson group. It's specifically, and she does it on Zoom. If anyone wants to, they can get in touch with me and I can send them the link. But, and I do know someone who's gone to it and it's helped them with their recovery. And yoga is not just about the exercise, is it? Yoga is about the community and it's about the mental well-being. And this is where I'm going to talk about that tenuous link between why am I mentioning all this stuff and how does this link into what we're going to do today and the brick. There is always method to my madness. People haven't realized this yet.
Sometimes I don't, but I know there is. Come on, Michelle.
Right. So what can you do if you're a cancer survivor or you're going through cancer treatment or maybe not, or you know someone? So there are some exercises we can do. So I'm going to go through a few of those, and obviously meditation's another one. And I've left Joe with some links that we'll put on the catch up as well to help you out.
So that'll be out by the weekend, by the way.
That's it. So what's one thing we can do? So if you're at home and you're listening along, you can do this laying on your back, or you can stay seated if you want as well. So Joe's going to join us today. So the first thing I do, and we want to get movement in the arms. So especially if we're talking about lymph nodes being swollen and stuff, we want to do a little bit of drainage. So you can, if you're laying on the floor, start with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor, hands by the side. And then as you breathe in, lift the hands up towards the ceiling. And as you breathe out, bring the arms overhead. So if you're sitting and doing this, it'll look like breathing in, lifting the arms straight in front of you, breathing out, arms up towards the ceiling.
That's a simple one.
Yeah, and then we're just going back down. So with the breath, inhale, every time you inhale, we bring the arms forward again or towards the ceiling and then down. So you can do that for several rounds. Another one that you can do, so again, if you're on your back, keep the knees bent and just going to lift the bottom up off the floor, press it up, and keep, you're going to, let's start with the right arm out to the side and bring the left arm underneath our back.
Right, that's
Yeah, so this one's good if you're laying down on the floor, so it's arm under the back and bridge, and then just hold it there for a few breaths, release the bottom to the floor, then we're going to lift the bottom up again, this time extend the left arm out, right arm behind us. Good. And again, just hold it there for a few breaths and then come back down. Another one that I really like, that it could be for anything. If you've got shoulder injuries or shoulder pain, neck pain, this is one of my favorites. So we're going to...
Especially when we're driving as well. You
Get that
quite
absolutely.
A lot.
I feel like I need an armrest for my right elbow. It's always my right shoulder. So let's start with the right hand behind the head.
Right.
So if you're laying down, sit back up again. We're going to start with the right hand behind the head. Just tuck the chin into the chest. How's that feel? Good. And then you can hold it there for a few breaths. And then from there, you're going to rotate the chin again to the left. So it's tucked in, but rotating to the left. Again, coming back to center. We're doing these quite quickly. I would hold them for however long it feels good. Lifting the chin up, stay where you are with the hand behind the head. And then what we can do is lean over to the left, lifting the right elbow up to the ceiling.
Oh, I see. So, yes, because you've got your... hand behind your head, your elbow is pointing to the wall
to begin with.
Then when you're moving your head, it goes, if you can't obviously reach point right to the ceiling, then that's fine.
We'll take a photo
as much as you possibly can. Okay, that works.
And then another one, so this is where the block's going to come in. So Joe's going to stand up.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to get the benefit of this. So what you can do, if you're sitting down at your desk at work or wherever you're at or in the classroom, you can do this one. So in between our eyebrows, we call that the third eye space. And I've talked a little bit about this. There's the vagus nerve there. And if we massage it, it relaxes us. So with anxiety, stress, what you can do and brain fog is we can take the brick, in fact, and just flip it so it's tall. don't bash yourself in the face with it. Just put it on the disc. Sorry. So place it flat on the table, or you could place it flat on the chair. And then that way, just when you bend forward at the waist, just bring the forehead onto the brick.
Okay.
And that's it. Okay. You can that third eye space there.
Oh, right. So literally in the middle of your head.
Yeah.
You're doing
between
that.
The, so between the eyebrows.
Up. So you put the brick on the table. If you haven't got a brick, you could use a rather large book, couldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely. Or a pillow
Rowling's
or anything.
J.K. Rowling's one would be, that's big enough.
Yeah. J.K. Rowling, did you just say that? Harry Potter books?
Yes, yes.
One of the later series, later
yeah,
books. Number one. Seven.
Yeah. Maybe a couple together. I get that. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So War and Peace.
So you're standing up. So you've got the brick kind of on the table or a very large book upright. And then as you're bending over, just above your nose, sort of above your head, obviously not too hard, you're just literally resting it onto the book.
If you're more flexible, you can bring it down lower or you can bring it onto a chair as well.
I got that. Well, I'll do, we'll take some pictures of that.
Yeah,
so
I'll do some modelling for you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Yeah, then we'll be doing taking pictures for half an hour because she's never happy with any of them. But yeah.
People wonder why it's just like music.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. Oh, well, Michelle, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Welcome.
So, and we'll have all the links up and a couple more pictures as well over the weekend for you as well.
Yeah.
We've put them in episodes if you've tuned in for the first time and think, oh, I want to have a look back at the others. You can do it in sync, but they don't have to if you don't want
to,
right?
No, that's it. There's no rhyme or reason to the way I bring up topics. Well, there is usually. Like, obviously, these ones are.
Sometimes we're relevant to dates of the year. So, anyway, we have a request. Michelle, what was it?
Oh, what did I say? Oh, karma. This is my tenuous link to yoga. Karma.
That was smooth, wasn't it?
Taylor Swift. I tell you, that brain fog has really set in since my birthday.
It's using that brick too much, I think. Thanks, Michelle. See you next week.